Good morning, everybody. Scott Morozik here in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Happy Thursday. And this news up... Good morning, everybody. Scott Morozik here in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is brought to you by Flannery Auto Mall, just east of downtown Bad Axe. You'll find more choices at Flannery Auto Mall of Bad Axe. The Thumb Animal Shelter is marking its 30th anniversary this year, celebrating three decades of serving the local community and giving countless dogs a chance at loving homes. The shelter, founded in 1996 by Dean Forster and her late husband Ron, in Elkton, has become a beloved institution known for its dedication to animal welfare and strong community support. Over the years, the shelter has relied heavily on local volunteers, donors, and supporters, with recent efforts including community fundraisers and donations, such as a $10,000 gift from Meyer's Bad Axe store, which will help cover care costs for stray animals in the region. Volunteers have also organized bottle return drives to raise funds for veterinary and kennel expenses, showcasing the grassroots support that keeps the organization going. If you would like to find out what needs the shelter currently has, or you are interested in getting a dog, you can reach out to them at 989-375-4204. Some forecasters are calling the bitterly cold air mass that is set to descend on Michigan later tonight the coldest air we've felt in years. They say the plunging wind chills could be record-breaking. This dangerous stretch of sub-zero wind chills can cause frostbite in as little as 10 minutes. So if you have to be outside the next few days, bundle up and take care to cover all of your skin. Bring outdoor pets inside and check on your neighbors and friends. Wind chills in some places in Michigan could hit 40 below zero. Extreme cold watches and warnings have been issued by the National Weather Service and now cover much of both peninsulas. Lower Michigan will experience wind chills of 15 to 25 degrees below zero tomorrow morning, with breezy northwest winds gusting to 30 miles per hour, contributing to the dangerous conditions. The bitter cold will persist through the weekend. Saturday night into Sunday, a developing storm tracking across the southern United States may clip southern lower Michigan with accumulating snow, though significant uncertainty remains about the exact track and northern extent of the system. And because of this incoming cold, local water authorities are issuing a friendly reminder to residents during the ongoing cold weather. Allow faucets and water outlets to run at a slow, steady drip, about the thickness of a pencil lead, to help keep water moving through pipes and prevent freezing. Even a small continuous flow can reduce the risk of burst pipes and costly damage during extreme temperatures. Residents are also encouraged to open cabinet doors under sinks to allow warm air to circulate and to check on vulnerable plumbing in basements, crawl spaces, and exterior walls. Officials say taking these simple precautions now can help avoid bigger problems later.
It's time to go to the mall, the Flannery Auto Mall. It's the best time to lease a brand new Chevrolet from Flannery Auto Mall. Lease a 2026 Chevy Equinox LT with all-wheel drive for only $342 per month. Enjoy the comfort and performance of Evotec's leather, heated seats and wheel, power seat, power lift gate, dual zone climate control, Chevy safety assist, rain sensing wipers, wireless phone charging, floor liners, and more. Or lease the only truck with best-in-class standard cargo volume, a 2026 Chevy Silverado Crew Cab LT with four-wheel drive for only $302 per month from the Flannery Auto Mall in Bad Axe. You get the capabilities you demand, trailering with brake controller, all-terrain tires and 20-inch aluminum wheels, and the comfort of heated seats and wheel, 13.4-inch infotainment with Google Maps, power seat, lane departure, lane keep assist, and more. And while supplies last, lease a Flannery 2025 Chevy Trailblazer LS with all-wheel drive, remote start, Apple CarPlay, lane departure, lane keep assist, and more for only $229 per month at the Flannery Auto Mall in Bad Axe.
Lease prices are for a 36-month lease with 2,000 hours down to 12,000 miles per year. See Flannery Auto Mall and Bad Axe for details today.
On your next trip to Bad Axe, make sure to stop downtown and visit Buckley Shoes, Murphy's Bakery and Catering Connection, Ayers Home Furnishings, and Flannery Auto Mall.
Cass City officials are moving forward with a community-driven public art project to commemorate the upcoming 250th anniversary of the United States. The village has secured grant funding from the Frankenmuth Credit Union Foundation for our communities to purchase a large mosaic mural depicting an American flag and bald eagle. The mural, measuring 7 feet by 12 feet, will be created using 200 individual tiles painted by local volunteers. Community members interested in participating will be selected through a random drawing following an application process. Village leaders say the project grew out of a community workshop held in October of 2025, where residents expressed interest in adding public art to the downtown area. A public painting event is scheduled for Saturday, February 28th at the Cass City VFW Hall, where selected participants will paint their tiles. Village staff will later assemble the finished mosaic on the west side of the municipal building in downtown Cass City. Residents seeking more information about participating can contact the Village's Community Development Office. And Michigan will begin using automated speed cameras in highway construction areas later this year, implementing legislation enacted in 2024. State officials anticipate the system will be operational by late summer or early fall of this year. The camera program targets work zones on state highways where construction projects extend beyond 1 mile and last longer than 1 week. Motorists will receive advance notice through signage posted 1 mile before monitored areas, and the state plans to launch a public website showing camera locations. Violators will receive citations by mail. The penalty structure includes a warning for first-time offenders, with fines escalating to $150 for a second violation and $300 for a third within a 3-year period. Crucially, these citations won't add points to driving records or appear on Secretary of State violations. The Michigan Infrastructure and Transportation Association noted that similar programs in other states have proven highly effective, with most seeing approximately 80% fewer speeders and Maryland achieving a 90% reduction. Michigan becomes the 23rd state to adopt this traffic safety measure aimed at protecting construction workers and reducing speeds in active work zones. And that's your Thumb Broadcasting News update for this hour, and it was brought to you by Flannery Auto Mall just east of downtown Bad Axe. You'll find more choices at Flannery Auto Mall of Bad Axe. And remember, you can get news stories like these and even more news, information, and obituaries 24/7 online at thumbnet.net.